U105 Pets Corner, with centres at Balmoral and Common Spray, Flynn Veterinary is a family-run business looking after your pets like part of the family. See flynnvets.com.
And yes, Dan Flynn from Flynn Veterinary Centres has popped in for a chat today. And you're telling me today that you're going to look at skin problems.
We have a few things just to talk about. Yeah, we've been there here before with skin, and you know, I'll come back to it on a regular basis. The last time we talked mostly about parasites, fleas, mites, there's loads of them, all this sort of thing. But today I'm going to move on just recently a CPD course we were on, just to improve our knowledge in that. And there's a new product that has come onto the market that is going to improve and has already and going to improve dogs' lives. So the cases we're talking about, and your listeners, you know, it'll stand out. If they have a dog that is an itchy dog, mm-hmm. and has been for years and possibly has had all the tests done for mites and mange and fleas, and it's turned out to be an allergic dermatitis. It mm-hmm. can be called different things: allergic dermatitis, atopic dermatitis, atopy. These are the sort of names that are put on it. And it can be seasonal. Sometimes it can be in the springtime or summertime, but sometimes it can be constant. So, and the treatment for years has been steroids, prednisolone. Most people be familiar with something like that. It's used in humans as well, and it's an anti-itch. But there are side effects to prednisolone treatment. And so long-term for dogs, to put them on prednisolone, it's a bit disheartening if you have to do that, mm-hmm. because it's just the side effects can be peddling in the house, drinking loads, eating loads, and they put on weight. And long-term, it does damage, you know, the liver and all that, just coping with this long-term. So there's a new drug. Now, I'm not actually permitted to talk about the name of the drug, but I'm just saying there's a new drug there and you need to ask your vet about it. Now, mm-hmm. I will put it up on Facebook later on Flynn Vet's Facebook page, just so that you have a name, but I'm actually not permitted. Prescription-only drugs, I'm not going to get into that argument.
Right, okay.
I heard you talking about advertising earlier there. Mm-hmm. So there is new drugs there, new treatments for skin, for the itchy dog, and especially if it is on steroids, that possibly there's an opportunity to move it off steroids. But there's a risk there as well, and that's why you do have to go to your vet, you have to discuss it with them. Because mm-hmm. if your dog has been on steroids for a long time, you cannot just say, just pull the steroids off. They have to be weaned off, because mm-hmm. they nearly become dependent on them. So that's really all I wanted to say on that.
So the people know that there is an alternative.
There's
now.
New options there.
Right, okay.
And like, I have cases, it's out a month now, and I have used it on, I've pulled in some of my classic itchy dogs that have struggled. We have struggled to get under control, mm-hmm. and I've used it now for a month, and we've seen the results. So I'm saying it now because yes. we're starting to get the feedback and the results in. And it's encouraging. So
now, whenever you say itchy dogs, are we talking about, can you actually see what the problem is, or is it just you're watching your dog scratching constantly?
Well, you will generally, if they're scratching constantly, there will be a breakdown. Mm-hmm. The skin will break down. There'll be lesions or licking, like the licking paws and, you know, just licking their axillary under their arms. That's another area. Sometimes rubbing their bum. We've mentioned glands and all before, but often that can be a dermatitis issue as well. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see them if they're scratching and licking a lot, they will make lesions in the skin.
Yeah.
So if there's no lesions there, it may not be totally essential to do anything, but usually if it's constant, lesions come eventually.
Right, and this new drug will be able to help that.
It just helps, yeah, and gets us away from steroids, which is great.
All right, well, there's some queries coming in. This one came in earlier from Carol, and she said she's got a Bichon Frise, 2.5 years old, suffered with the past year with allergies in her paws, and she's pretty much eaten alive.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that?
Well, the paws, remember the last time Katrina, the groomer, was in, we discussed this as well, because pododermatitis or feet, dermatitis of the feet, they will lick a lot in there. And you might see, especially in a Bichon or a Westie, you'll see these little brown toes, like, you know, mm-hmm. a lovely white coat, and all their feet are brown.
Yes.
And that is saliva staining. They're constantly licking. Now, in that area, it's skin in behind the paw and between the nails. And constant wetting leads to breakdown, skin weakness, and you get infection in there. So if it's really bad, generally you'd lift the paw up and you'll find a bit of dermatitis in the back, which needs locally treated. And again, we would use steroids will temporarily stop that. Mm-hmm. And if it's just, sometimes as well, there can be dirt in the back of them. So you need to clip and clean them.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, clip and clean them, antiseptic, and get someone to look at them. And it could be allergic. Like you could be cleaning these all day,
yeah,
but they still will come back. Mm-hmm. Week in, week out, they'll come back. And that means there's an allergic mm-hmm. problem there that sort of needs to be looked at.
Yeah, because you don't want your dog just eating away at itself.
Like. No, they do. And they just break. The skin breaks down. Constant licking. They yeah. can, and they don't notice that. They think they're healing it.
Yes.
But if it doesn't stop, it ends up turning into a vicious cycle where it's worse.
Rosie says her dog barks all the time, keeps marking its territory in one spot in the house. What would that be?
So, well, few things there. Barking all the time is attention seeking. I suppose there's some attention there. Why she's marking in the house, one spot, it's back to toilet training there. Mm. And maybe she was good for a while, and then suddenly she starts piddling somewhere, mm-hmm. and then there's a smell there, and then she'll go back to that all the time. And unfortunately, like, there's possibly behavioural issues there. Probably need a bit more information on that.
Yeah.
But you might have to go back to re-toilet training, which I'm not saying that is easy.
Mm. But you need to, you can't, obviously you can't let that continue. Someone was saying to me whenever I was puppy training that the best thing to use was like a detergent, like a soap powder or something like that, to kill the smell.
Well, that's it. So if there's a mark, like, dogs' noses are so sensitive, you could clean there, you mm-hmm. could literally blitz the place with bleaches and products.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still will do it. But it may not be about the smell, it's just maybe about
the habit.
Yeah, it's a habit. Yeah. And
you need to just
it's a behavioural thing, so you need to maybe look for further advice on that.
There's another problem there, another dog that's peeing in the house, and even after it's been walked and it's been allowed to go in the back garden at night time, it can be up to 6 times a night by the following morning. Back end and legs look a bit sloped. Any ideas? It's 10-year-old and it's a mongrel.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, one of the first things when someone comes into me and says, whether it's a urinary tract problem, but when the dog is getting it up at night to go to the toilet, like, it's affecting everyone's life, your own life and the dog's life. And people might say, my dog's drinking a lot. She hasn't mentioned drinking there, but mm-hmm. if the dog's piddling that much, you need to watch. The drinking has come up. So people say, dog's drinking a lot. And I would then say, is the dog getting you up at night? Mm. Now, if it's getting them up at night, there's a problem there.
Mm. And 6 times?
Yeah. So, like, if you're going to get up 6 times at night, you're not going to be...
But a 10-year-old dog wouldn't pee 6 times in it.
No,
in the
so there's a few conditions there. Kidneys is one that will start drinking more. Diabetes, mm-hmm. Cushing's disease. Cushing's is one of the most undiagnosed conditions in animals, where and that's the primary sign. PUPD, polydipsia, polyuria. Drink loads and piddle loads, and it may have only come on in the last 6 to 8 weeks, so something has changed there. So you need to see the vet.
Yeah.
Now, the back end sloping, incontinence, that's another thing. If as the dog gets older, it depends on the breed, but that's not desperately old. But incontinence is another thing where if they're not drinking loads, they're just incontinent.
Mm-hmm.
And if their legs are starting to struggle, they often don't have the same feeling in their back legs as they used to,
mm-hmm.
and that can affect the bladder and the motions as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't know what's going on, and they're leaking.
Yeah, but you would be concerned about all of those things there.
Yeah, there's lots going on there.
Yeah.
So a full sort of health check and some bloods to look at that.
Right, okay. Another query that came in there, 9-year-old cat who has, last few months, has been constantly meowing and seeking attention, even after being fed and watered. She's also began to wee on the cushions sometimes. This is something she's never done before. What do you think would be wrong there?
Okay, so again, there's a few things going on there. So meowing and seeking attention after being fed, like, we have a cat, and that's what it does as well. So it's as if you're not satisfying them. You feed them, they're eating, but they're still coming back for more. And so there can be dietary issues there, but if that's only new and that you're finding piddling as well, again, 9-year-old cat, hyperthyroid is another condition where as they get older, they seem to, you know, they can have a new lease of life, they can be running around like lunatics, but their appetite will be up, they'll be drinking more, they'll be piddling more.
Mm.
They don't look after themselves as much, so suddenly they're not too worried about going and peeing on the sofa where they wouldn't have done previously. They'd have used their litter tray. So there's behavioural changes going on there, and cats are very good. So if they're peeing on the cushions, there's something not right, and they don't like doing it. So again, it's bloods and a health check.
Yeah, you need to get it checked out. You can't ignore stuff like that. Let me see now. New drug for itching dogs. Is it a cream or a tablet form?
It's a tablet form, yeah. It's a tablet form. It's a small tablet, so it's quite good. And price-wise, the other thing about steroids were cheap. Like, mm-hmm. they were really cheap. Mm-hmm. So this drug, it's not as cheap as steroids, but there are other, like skin, you can go from one extreme to the other where you've got cheap drugs, the steroids, that do the job, they up to a point, and you have other expensive drugs. So this one is in the middle, and our clients have been quite happy with it now. Price-wise, it's been quite good.
Yeah, it's been okay.
And it's a small little tablet, which is great. And you start off twice a day for 2 weeks, and then you're down to once a day.
Can you take that through your insurance?
Perfectly
yeah,
through insurance.
Yeah, you can do that through the insurance. Okay. Sometimes things are excluded.
Well, that's it. It's done. Well, it could be some conditions. Insurance, if you want to deal with that a wee bit, insurance is, if you've, some dogs will, you could be excluded. It could be, if you've claimed a lot and you've reached your excess or reached your maximum amount. Mm-hmm. So every insurance company is different.
Yeah.
So it can be claimed as long as that policy
Is,
you know, hold for that.
Yeah. Okay, just one final query here. Julie says she started using aloe vera jelly on her dog and the itching has cleared up so much. Also, I add a drop of the aloe drinking gel to his water and I find that's great. What do you say to that?
Well, I think people will go to, like, people will do anything to stop their dog itching. Yeah. And aloe vera, like, is, you know, it works.
So it's a natural product. It's
exactly,
not going to harm
it. It's a healing product. So it helps, it cools. One of the things there, just to go back to skin, where that this comes into it, and that was on this course we did recently too, it talked about that. You know, you're adding in new products, shampoos as well. But one of the things in itchy dogs is to try and improve the skin barrier function. So if you have an itchy dog, that barrier function of the skin is disturbed. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of letting in allergens and all dirt and whatever's in the environment. It gets into the skin that's broken down, and therefore it nearly makes it easier to get out of control. Mm-hmm. So like aloe vera creams like that can possibly, in that area, can just improve the barrier function. It keeps out things, things out. And that's another thing I'm just moving to in skin treatment, is to try and improve that barrier function. There's hydration sprays you can use, mm-hmm. Different things, even fish oil, you know, omega-3 fatty acids. All those things are good to literally improve, if you understand what I'm saying there, the skin barrier function.
Yeah. So stop things from getting in. Well, Julie, it's worked for you and it's worked for your dog. So at the end of the day, I mean, if it's cleared it up, that's it.
Aloe vera works.
It's great,
For if it helps, it's good, yeah.
I'm going to ask you to give out your webpage and your Facebook page, because you're going to put the
well,
medication
we'll put
up there.
Yeah, I'll put that up there on the Facebook, Flynn Vets Facebook page. And if you want to, like, I'll later on write a wee bit on it.
Okay.
Just to, if people want to ask questions on it. But if you're not, like, if you're not with us, you go to your vet and you just maybe suggest, is there a new product out there? Not like, I'm not saying every vet will know about it, but it is out there.
Well, and they can check it out for you. Yeah. Okay, Dan, good to talk to you. We'll get you in the diary for another few weeks, but thanks a million.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you, cheers.
U105 Pets Corner. Flynn Veterinary now run a healthy pet club, budgeting monthly for vaccination, worming and flea control, including 10% of everything else. See flynnvets.com.